It is time for us to bring in Pat Picano, who is never late. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling even better this morning.
Thank goodness.
It's just about back to normal. My voice is a little gravelly for some reason, but I think that's just after getting over everything. But I kind of like my voice when it gets this gravelly. You know, I sound like an old-time radio announcer.
Right. Yeah, I just heard how Cher has canceled her fourth Vegas show because she has upper respiratory, and she's been tweeting that she's been to three doctors, no antibiotics, because they don't work, and she's having a hard time breathing. She also was supposed to be on the Ellen Show last weekend. She had to cancel that as well.
How old is Cher now? About, she could be close to 80, right?
73.
All right, yeah.
73. Uh-huh. Yep.
She's managed to hold it together pretty good, though, actually.
Oh, she sure has. No doubt about that.
I wish I looked like that right now. It's 67.
Yeah, God bless her. God bless her, yeah. She's looking good. And, you know, when you travel like that, and you're just among so many people, it has to be very, very hard.
Yeah.
You know, to stay in perfect health. It has to be. But it's also hard to have perfect weather, and today will not be perfect. It'll be cloudy, and we are expecting showers to come in late this afternoon, like after 2 or 3 o'clock, in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain and or snow showers will end. We don't get much at all. Upper 20s, and then it's a sunny but brisk Saturday. The wind will be blowing, low 40s. Sunny and mild Sunday, we bounce to 60, and by Monday, mainly sunny, spring-like, mid-60s, we even have a shot of going to 70 on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about the rest of the week?
Showers come in on Tuesday, and then we may have some unsettled weather after that, and it will be cooler, of course. So it doesn't last. Again, just like our cold waves. 2 days of a warm wave, and then it's back to you know, cooler weather.
But the weather projections, they're not projecting that big storm anymore, right?
They're not. They poo-poo that, which is, you know, the models just,
yeah,
they don't have it together. But Cape Cod may get fringed by this storm tonight, as far as snow, and they could pick up a little bit of an accumulation. The biggest problem with Cape Cod is going to be wind, which could gust to about 70 miles an hour tomorrow.
Yeesh.
On Cape Cod. Yeah.
70.
70 miles an hour. So that's a scoop there. Did you receive part two of your...
No, not yet. Thing? Not yet.
You'll get it today.
I figured it was going to be 2 days Friday. I figured it was either going to be today or tomorrow. But right. I bet you the other one took 2 days. And I
think you'll get it today.
Yeah. So I'll get it today, and I'll have a perfect chance tomorrow, seeing as it's not going to be a real warm day, to sit down, make myself some popcorn, and watch the movies.
Have you seen the movie before, by the way, with Betty Davis?
Oh, yeah, but not in a long time. But not in a long time.
Right, but you have a basic idea where it's going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because there are a lot of people here last Saturday night that never saw the movie. In fact, the secretary of the association, she commented to me after part one, she said, "This is a very strange movie."
She, how old is the secretary?
She's in her 70s.
And she never saw the...
She never saw
it. At least, did she know who the stars were?
She knew who the stars were, but she never saw the movie. And then she said, "I have no idea where this is going." I said, "You'll find out in part two." Yeah. So, it's amazing, right? You would think somebody in that age group would definitely have seen it. I mean, I remember seeing it, too.
Yeah.
Younger, but I didn't remember... I always get that confused. There was another one that she did. No, not her. There was another one. I don't even know the name, but maybe you would be able to identify it, where she, at the end, she's drawing, she's got a portrait of her son down the basement, but it's not Betty Davis. I can't think of the name.
Well, you know, all I think about when I think of Betty Davis is
whatever happened to Baby Jane,
or All About Eve,
All About Eve, yeah,
Baby Jane. What else? Jezebel.
Oh, Jezebel, right?
I mean, and I'm not a huge big Bette Davis fan, but these are things. These are movies that are part of movie history, and you figure you would know.
Yeah, you would think. You would think. Our idea for this year is to do something on the order of the Jackie Gleason Show.
Oh, that'd be
and
great.
And we'll call it the LLCOA show. And Gary Garrison has agreed to play Jackie Gleason. And remember Crazy Ghoulie and him?
Oh, yeah.
Right? He was the one who sang so well. He was at the bar. We're thinking of doing that. We're thinking of getting the girls together and having them be, quote, the singing act for the show.
You got to do the. You have to do the Blabbermouth skit. You have to do the Blabbermouth skit from the Honeymooners.
Oh, with Ralph, you're a Blabbermouth. Yeah,
you
right.
have to do that. I'm sorry. If you're going to do it, that has to be part of it.
Yeah, I like that one. I like the one with the mambo, where he's teaching them the mambo, and I also like the one with the $59,000 question.
They're all great. They're all great.
They are. They're all God great. Bless them. God bless them. Yeah. Well, anyhow, that's it for your Friday, and I hope you have a nice weekend. You sit back, relax, enjoy, and I'll be here on Monday.
All right, Pat. Have a good weekend, and I'll wait for the arrival of part two.
Yes. Great.
All right, take
Thank
care.
You, Marshall.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Picanno this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast.